Hello, everybody, and welcome to another serving of Pod Pudding, the show that's rocking the bandwidth. I'm your host, Ash, here in the beautiful Microgroove Record Studios, the guys who give up the hardware and the time to make the show possible. If you tuned in last time, you already know that this show is all about featuring new, unsigned rock acts. We hope you've had a wonderful Christmas and Hanukkah and are enjoying a wonderful holiday season. In our previous show, we listened to a song by Natalia, the Ukrainian singer-songwriter who has just signed on to Microgroove Records, and also to a couple of tunes by a band from India called Parikrama. And as we closed that show, I played you a tune from Ted Rosedale, a singer-songwriter whose music features intelligent guitar work with brilliant melodies and lyrics packaged all within the framework of wonderful songwriting. Well, as we promised, we're going to do a follow-up on him in this show, so let's get right to it. The first song we're going to listen to is called 619. Here we go.
It's because of your message. I think she wants to major in architecture. Please correct me if I'm wrong. She's a girl with some edges, at least to my knowledge. Please correct me if I'm wrong. Please wait, I don't know. She might hug you, she's good like that. She offered me a dollar today, and I screamed to go down on her. So I've been taking her up on that offer, though. Maybe one day I'll get really drunk. Please correct me if I'm wrong. She's a girl with a mustache. She's dressed as Charlie Chaplin. She's actually really pretty, you know. Please correct me if I'm wrong. She might. Down with that. She offered me a dollar today, and I screamed to go down on her.
Well, I'm still wondering what the inspiration for that song was. Funny lyrics. You know, it's amazing that Ted is only 18 years old. Quite an accomplished songwriter for that age, I'd say. He says his parents played Beatles songs for him from the minute that he was born, and that he started to play music when he was about 2 or 3 years old. And by the time he was 15, he was writing songs. I guess I believe that, because he's an excellent songwriter. The next song we're going to feature is called The Unforgettable.
Running, my thoughts are like a river. I let go of your hand, devastated. Sleeping, I wish I could feel your breath. I hide what it's like to be alone. Wondering
of me anymore. I hope you remember me. Your touch remains so clear, unforgettable.
Well, that's quite a number. If he's writing stuff like that at only 18, one can just imagine the kind of stuff he's going to come up with in years to come. The last song of Ted Rosedale we're going to play is called Don't Be Long. Now, we did play this song the last time when we closed out the show, but I wanted to present it again in its entirety. It reminds me of the Beatles' Rubber Soul period, with that sort of psychedelic feel, hook bass line, and with sort of droning Lennon-esque vocals. So give it a listen.
Staring at you.
Well, those are all really great songs, and you can check out more of his stuff on www.tedrosedale.com. That's TEDROSEDALE.com. He's got over 30 songs there right now, and they're all worth listening to. As you do, keep in mind that Ted has not only written all those songs, but he's also played all the instruments and done all the vocals on them. You know, Pod Pudding was created for those who just aren't getting what they need out of the usual radio stations, MTV, and all of those other mediums that have sold out to hip-hop and the current assault of cheesy nonsense that passes for music these days. Pod Pudding is dedicated to you, the rockers. So I'd like to take a minute to inform all of our listeners that if you're a rock act or know of one and you would like your material on our show, feel free to send us a demo package via email. We'd love to have them, and we'll definitely put them on the show. So, you know, go ahead and get them out, and don't feel shy about it. Just send us whatever you have. We'll give you the email address to send that stuff to later on in the show. Also, visit our website at www.freewebs.com/podpudding. That's freewebs.com/podpudding. You'll get all the information you need there about sending us your demo, such as how many songs to send, what kind of songs and what not to send. For example, we won't accept any pre-recorded material by any other artists that you're doing covers of, because that gets into copyright infringement issues. So anyway, check out the website. It's a fun site to look at, and you'll also get all the information that you need on there. Just keep in mind that this is a rock forum, so don't send any hip-hop or rap, because it will not get played. Next, we'll be featuring a band that was brought to my attention by a Pod Pudding listener. This is an act from Latvia, and they're called Brainstorm, or Prata Vetra in their native Latvian. I hope I haven't mangled that up too badly. They've been around since 1989, and in the year 2000, they were the first Latvian band to enter the prestigious Eurovision Song Contest, coming in at third place. Now, doing the Eurovision Song Contest and coming in third place is quite an achievement, considering how many bands from all over Europe must have been sending in their songs to that. Unfortunately, in 2004, they lost their bass player to a tragic car accident. I couldn't find any more information on them. I couldn't find a website, in fact, of theirs either. But I believe that the band is still holding together. So here's Brainstorm with their song, Maybe.
Maybe my animals live in your zoo. show my years to grow. The time that I spend is fine, but then I say maybe we could divide in two.
Once again, that was Brainstorm from Latvia with Maybe. I've received a couple of letters from our listeners saying that they'd like to hear some bands that are a little harder than what we've played in the last two shows. We'd love to bring that sort of music to you, but we need your help. As mentioned earlier, get us in touch with unsigned rock bands and acts that that want airtime, or as it is in this case, bandwidth time. The more demos we get, the more variety of rock music we can bring to you. the clock indicates our time is up. Thank you for tuning in. It's been a pleasure bringing you this week's show, and I hope you've enjoyed it as well. We'd like to wish you a very happy and safe New Year's. Our email address is podpudding@gmail.com. That's podpudding@gmail.com. And the website is www.freewebs.com/podpudding. Drop us a line, give us your suggestions, and most importantly, send us your demos. Help spread the word. Tell all your friends about Podpudding and how they can listen in. Till next week, this is Ash signing off with a little help from Parikrama, singing Load Up!